Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on hold now. I don't hear you. And we can talk after the show.
Good. Greetings and welcome to Sight. Greetings and welcome to Sight and Vision Radio.com presents the Ecumenical Health Council Monthly Radio Talk Show Report. It's a show about your health, everything you want to know, everything you don't know, and everything you need to know about healthy living, healthy eating, and living a spiritual lifestyle. It is your one-stop shop. And here to introduce our ministers of music is our own hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee.
Reverend Ray, you're really confused. Ministers of music? Not quite, but
ministers of health. I'm
every
thinking about that
Friday,
music. Ministers, but you
Friday,
know,
Sight and Vision presents the Ecumenical Health Council of the Port Towns in Prince George's County, which is co-chaired by Elder Willie W. Duvall and Commissioner Ray Smith. Their mission is simple: to heal their community or any community through healthy eating and active living. Today, their special guest is Dr. Lloyd Charles, who has lived the credo, physician, heal thyself, through his personal journey to improving his personal health. He will share tools and products that he has found to improve health outcomes. Welcome, Dr. Charles.
How are you?
I am great. Thank you. Now, Dr. Charles, you are a trained physician, a pediatrician, but that didn't make you immune to personal health dilemma you faced a few years ago. Tell us what happened.
Oh, I've had a number of health challenges over the years, but the major challenge was a freak accident in the fall. I fell, and I broke my neck. It's only God's grace that I did not die. And I was paralyzed from the neck down. It's only God's grace that I'm able to get up and to do the things that I need to do. And I give all glory to Him because it's His work. Now, of course, we have what we need to do on our end. But the bottom line is it's His work and His work through us.
I do hear that, and we want to talk something about the spirituality of healing. Now, did your training kick in after you had a broken neck or your will to overcome what some might call a tragedy?
Yeah, my training did kick in. When I fell, I knew what was wrong. I'd had a neck problem for a number of years, but I knew my neck was broken, and I knew this was it. I picked the hospital that I wanted to go to because I knew the hospitals in the area, and I ended up at the best place in the area for a neck injury like I had. And I'd never been in a hospital before, but it's an amazing story. It's a story that would take too much time for me to give you the details. So I'm going to try to focus on the big points and get through this as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
Okay. So we know that you started with going to the right hospital, and you got treatment at the hospital. What did you do? Where did you start as part of your personal journey in addition to what the hospital was providing?
Well, before that, I started looking at health. One of the things that I started doing early on was taking supplements. In medical school, we were taught that supplements were not necessary. As a matter of fact, we were taught that supplements were harmful to us. But I started taking supplements many, many years before, And I also started drinking alkaline water that no one knew anything about at the time. And I'm 100% convinced that if I had not been drinking the alkaline water and taking the supplements, I would not have recovered from the broken neck the way I did.
Okay. Now, we hear about alkaline water. We hear about free radicals. I thought it was the name of a rock group. I know that anti is against and oxidant is related to oxygen. But in layman terms, what does it all mean?
A free radical is an oxygen atom that's short one electron. It makes it a scavenger. To break it down for folks, picture a hungry lion. A hungry lion eats meat. We're meat. A free radical is a hungry atom that doesn't eat meat, but it eats electrons. And those free radicals circulate through our bodies by the billions, and they chomp on our tissue. They chomp on our and they eat us alive. They cause damage. Our immune system comes in. It's designed by God to repair damage, and it comes in and causes more damage, so we have inflammation, and it sets up a vicious cycle. So the alkaline water neutralizes the free radicals, calms those hungry lions down, it calms our immune system down, and it allows our body to heal itself.
Now, what's the difference between water and alkaline water? And where do I get it?
Oh, my God. This is a week-long discussion. Okay, but simply, water is water. Everyone knows how essential water is. There's no life without water. We can only go for a few days without water. Now, is water water? When I first heard about alkaline water, I didn't know there was a difference. Water that you typically get is neutral to acidic. Acidic is not good as far as the body health is concerned. Alkaline is much, much better. Regular water that we're exposed to, if you look at it under an electron microscope, it looks like a cluster of grapes. So we have 18, 19 molecules per cluster, so a big cluster of grapes. When the water runs through the machine, it cuts the cluster in half, so you have 6, 7, 8 molecules per cluster. A cluster of water has a much larger, a small cluster of water has a much larger surface area than regular water, so it's wetter. It's 2 to 3 times wetter than regular water. What does water do? Water is a universal solvent. It dissolves nutrients. It dissolves everything. It dissolves nutrients and takes them into the body better. It dissolves toxins and takes them out of the body better than regular water. When water runs through the machine, it, number one, makes the water alkaline. It splits it in half into alkaline and acid. We drink the alkaline. Number two, it cuts the water clusters down. Number three, it changes the ORP. Now, you can look that up on the Internet, but ORP stands for oxygenation reduction potential. The oxygenation reduction potential for most of the water that we would drink is positive, which is not good, because that water is oxidizing, meaning that water is literally burning our body. The negative ORP water is antioxidizing, which means it's healing the body. So when you turn on your tap, you're drinking positive ORP water. When you go to the store and you buy bottled water, you're drinking positive ORP water, which is not good for you. Drink water out of an alkaline water machine. It's negative ORP, which is healing because it's neutralizing the free radicals and correcting our hyperacidity, doing all those things. And that's the basic difference in a nutshell. There are more differences, but again, someone will have to talk to me later. You have to call me, we'll talk about that, or email me, and we'll talk about that in more detail. Or we'll get on another radio show and talk about that in more detail.
This is the only radio show. We are going to give your information, and we do encourage our listeners to grab a pen and paper at the break. Now, Doctor, when did you realize that the lessons that you had learned in promoting your own health that you had figured out had universal application to a population with increasing negative metrics around diabetes, hypertension, and other chronic diseases?
Well, when I first started drinking alkaline water, I really didn't know what it did. I was ignorant, as Chris Rock would say. I didn't know. And I started drinking it, and I felt so much better. I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I started flapping my lips. And other people started drinking it. And then I saw the effect that it was having on people. Diabetes. We mentioned diabetes. Diabetes is an epidemic. It's getting worse. Should be getting better as we talk about health advances, but so many diseases are getting worse. They're not getting better. But a person who drinks diabetes, and in my experience, in 2-3 weeks, they could have bad diabetes. And I've seen people with bad diabetes 2-3 weeks after they start drinking alcohol and water, their blood sugars come down to normal. I never tell anyone to stop taking the medication. I don't do that. I'm not the physician. But as your blood sugar comes down to normal, your physician monitors that. He sees that your sugars are down. He takes you off your medication. My mother is an example. When I've been taking care of her for almost 2 years now. I actually closed my practice to help take care of my mother. When she got here, she was on insulin and metformin. Insulin, metformin, and something for dementia. After about 2 or 3 weeks of drinking alkaline water, her blood sugars came down to normal. She came off the insulin. She came off the metformin. She's not on anything for dementia anymore. She's doing great. She's lost about 40-50 pounds since she's been here. The other disease that I saw, it's incredible. I don't want to say miraculous because miracles come from God, but it's right up close to miraculous what I've seen happen to people drink alcohol. Before. Another one is hypertension. It's epidemic. The problem with hypertension is it's a chronic problem. We have hardening of our arteries because cholesterol plaques have been deposited in the arteries. The alkaline water will, number one, neutralize the acidity, and that's what causes the plaque deposition in the first place. I know this goes against what many people's physicians have told them, but the cholesterol plaques in your arteries have very little to do with all the pig meat you've been eating and the eggs you've been eating. Those plaques are in your arteries because of the burning that takes place inside of the arterial lining. I asked myself a question a long time ago. Cholesterol plaques, why are they only in arteries? They're not in veins. They're not in capillaries. If it was because of cholesterol sludging, depositing, it would be you'd have more plaques in veins and capillaries, but they're only found in arteries. What makes arteries different? Muscle. Arteries have muscle. They contract. Our bodies actually have a two-pump system. One pump, pump one is the heart. Pump two is the arteries. The heart pumps a bolus of blood. It goes into the artery. The artery actually relaxes to let that bolus through. And when the bolus gets through, it contracts. So you actually have the arteries sort of squeezing the blood, propelling the blood through the arterial system. That muscle activity produces acid. When we're young, our bodies have an incredible buffering capacity. But as we get older, our body loses its buffering capacity, and it produces burns. It stops buffering the lactic acid that's being produced. It produces burns. Now, if you burn your skin, your body's going to slap a scab on it.
A scab on
it,
sure.
Inside
of
the arteries.
Yes. The cholesterol plaques are scabs that the body has put on the burn inside of the artery to protect the artery. So scab, thicker, okay? The arteries become inflexible. What's pressure? Pressure, back to physics, pressure is force times resistance. When you pump against a rigid pipe, the resistance is up, so the pressure has to go up. When you go to your doctors and they give you medication for high blood pressure, those medications don't make the arteries more flexible. They decrease the force that your heart pumps with. That's why we
Wow, doctor, we're going to have to take a we've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back from break, we are going to continue this discussion on health and learn about glutathione in addition to alkaline water and what it is you need to do and where you need to get it. So grab a pen, and after the break, we will be giving Dr. Charles's contact information. And so right now, we're going to turn it over to you, Reverend Radio Ray.
All righty, you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/marketingpulpit. And the show is the Ecumenical Health Monthly Report. And the Minister of Health is Commissioner Coach Ray Smith and Pastor Willie W. Duvall. And they can be heard here every time at this time. You can visit them at their new, interesting, robust website, www.ecumenicalhealthcouncil.org. Or you can call Coach Ray Smith at 240-687-5725. That's 240-687-5725. And it's also presented to you by SightAndVisionRadio.com, and also by Real Time Pain Relief, the best smelling, most effective real time pain relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on and the pain is gone. Now back to our show, the Ecumenical Health Council Monthly Report, and our special guest, and now hosted with the mostest, Miss Renee.
Well, we do want to welcome back our listeners. You are listening to Dr. Lloyd Charles, who is a trained physician, but also learned some lessons in facing his own health challenges. Dr. Charles, we promised that we would give contact information so that people can call and get more information. Tell them how to get in touch with you.
Okay, the best way to reach me is by email, lmcjrmd@yahoo.com. That's for Lloyd Michael Charles Jr., MD@yahoo.com. LMCJRMD@yahoo.com. My
okay,
phone number is.
That's it. That's what I was going to ask. For those of us who aren't tech savvy, what is the phone number?
Phone number 240-398-1243. Again, 240-398-1243.
All right. Okay. Now, doctor, we all want good health. What is glutathione? I'm sorry. I practice it all afternoon. Glutathione. And how does it contribute to overall health?
Okay. Glutathione is another antioxidant. As a matter of fact, it's the master antioxidant. It's the most powerful and most versatile antioxidant on the planet. It's the only one that's renewable. And God put it right where it needs to be, inside of every cell. Every cell in our body, as a matter of fact, every living cell has to make its own glutathione. It does not diffuse through the cell membrane, and you can take it orally, but the intestinal tract chew it up. You can inject it intravenously, and you'll get a bump, but the intravenous glutathione does not diffuse through the cell membrane. It does not get inside of the cell. And it does not get inside of the cell mitochondria. That's the little energy generators inside of the cell where it needs to be. Now, the glutathione that I take, it's not glutathione per se. It's glutathione precursors. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Robert Keller, a physician, board-certified internist, oncologist, immunologist, allergist, much smarter guy than I am, and I'm just telling the truth. This guy, he was genius, and he treated HIV patients and AIDS patients. He specialized in six people, and he just got fed up watching them die, no matter what he'd done. So he did the research on it. He was a lab jockey too, what we call a lab jockey. He loved being in the laboratory doing research. He figured out what the problem was. His six sick patients were dying because their glutathione levels had bottomed out. So once he figured that out, he had to figure out what to do about it, and he came up with this formulation. It took him 10 years of research, and it's a patented formulation, and it's not easy to get a patent on a formulation, but a patent formulation. Those precursors go in the mouth, they survive the GI tract, They diffuse through the cell membrane. They diffuse through the mitochondrial membrane. They get inside of the mitochondria, and then they literally kick the cell and make the cell produce more glutathione. Now, what does glutathione do? It's in charge of energy production and waste elimination. And the immune system is in charge, really, of everything, but those are the three biggies that it's in charge of. Now, when we're 20, we all feel super-duper. Why? Because at the age of 20, our bodies are generating, manufacturing more glutathione than we'll ever make in our entire life. But after the age of 20, we systematically lose 1% production every year. So by the time you're 30, you're trying to operate on 10% less glutathione than your body was manufacturing when you were 20. When you're 40, 20% less. When you're 30, when you're 50, 30% less. When you're 60, 40% less. So just to keep it simple, let's say at the age of 20, you put a tablespoonful of food in your mouth. You're going to make a tablespoon full of energy, and you're going to eliminate the waste. But when you're 50, you're making 30% less energy from that same tablespoonful of food, and you're eliminating 30% less waste, but it ends up being a 60% hit. That's why we get old. That's why we age. So when you take when there's not enough glutathione inside of the cell for the cell to operate, the cell dies. Enough cells die, the organ dies. And when the organs die, the body dies. We die. So drinking the alkaline water, number one, improves your health. Taking the glutathione accelerator, the OGF, number two, increases your body's efficiency, so it increases your health. It gives you energy, well-being, improves sleep. It just does. That combination is what I recommend to everyone. Now, what you may want to do on top of that, there are things you can do on top of that to improve your health. Those are the number one and number two things that I recommend to everyone.
Well, we're going to call you back for 3, 4, and 5, that's for sure. But I want to let listeners know one more time, because you see, Dr. Charles is a walking font of useful information, and we're limited by time. But I want to give your contact information one more time. It's L as in Lloyd, M as in Michael, C as in Charles Jr., MD, at yahoo.com, or they can call 240-398-1243, 240-398-1243. Doctor, you have given us so much information. Dr. Reverend Ray over here doing his calculations, because he hit one of those numbers you were talking about, and it's not 20. So I'm going to turn it over to him to answer a few more questions of you. And Reverend Ray, are you over there?
Yes, I am. And thank you, Dr. Charles, for joining us. The information you've given us is really not only fascinating, but so much needed. A couple of questions. One, now, me having a CNI dog and a number of persons with disability have service animals. So you talked about the water. Now, is that important for animals, or just drinking regular water, you know, because of the time they finish training the CNI dog, it's about $90,000. So it's no, you know, so tell me, changing his water, bill water, service animal water, does it make any difference, or just because the animal, their system is different, so it doesn't matter?
They're living beings, so yes, it does matter. Animals improve with alkaline water and glutathione. As a matter of fact, the company has a contract with a number of horses. Farms, race horses, and they give the glutathione to the race horses, and the race horses run better. A lot of athletes will drink. Athletes, a lot of the professional ball teams have alkaline water machines in their training rooms, because when the athletes drink the alkaline water, they perform better. They take the glutathione, they perform better. These are all natural things.
Okay.
You know, it's not drugs. It's not steroids.
So let me ask you this, because the number one question people always think about is their pocketbook. Now, in terms of cost, and I want to put it this way, cost of this product in terms of what it costs for you to have to pay for your health when it's bad. So So you use that metric and tell me about cost of this water and how much you have to drink, 50% of your body weight, and that kind of thing.
Okay, for the alkaline water, the machine that I sell, it happens to be the best machine on the market. I'm not just saying it because it's the machine that I have. I've been doing alkaline water machines for over 20 years, so I've done a lot of research on that. The machine retails for $2,200. That machine has a 5-year warranty, and it will produce 1,000 gallons of water per day if anyone could drink that amount of water. Now, how much water should we drink? We should drink one-half our body's weight in pounds and ounces every single day. That's the physiological amount of water to drink. The glutathione accelerator, it retails for $39.95 a month. I can give folks a coupon that will get the first month to them at $19.95 a month. But most folks know that drinking regular water is not good for you. Drinking bottled water is not much better, and it's very, very, very expensive. So people who are buying bottled water, another thing I got to mention, you can go to the store now and buy alkaline water. The bottle fits alkaline water, but it's counterfeit. Don't read the front of the bottle. Read the back of the bottle. Read the ingredients. It's alkaline because they put bicarb in it. It's not micro-sized. The ORP, I have a list of alkaline waters that you can get, bottled waters. The ORP on almost all of them is positive, so they're oxidizing your body. So it's only alkaline because they put bicarb in it. The ORP is wrong. The water molecules are not micro-sized, so you're paying an arm and a leg, and you're not getting what you're paying for. The best thing for you is to buy your machine. Bite the bullet. The machine. Put the thing on your counter and make the good stuff. And drink it and give it to your friends and your relatives and make them happy too.
Well, our time is up, and we certainly thank you. We're going to have you back again. And just one other quick question. Now, this is a machine that you purchase, and you hook it up to your water source. Is that right?
Right. You screw it in. You take the aerator off of your faucet. You screw the machine onto the faucet, and there's a diverter.
Okay.
You want to wash your dishes, or you just flip it, and it's regular water. But if you want to drink it, if it goes in your body, you flip the diverter, and it goes through the machine, it processes it, and that's what you drink.
All right. Okay, well, thank you very much, Dr. Charles, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the road, and we'll give your information again before we close out. But thank you very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. All righty? Thank you.
The pleasure is mine, and I am available.
All right. Thank you very much. And you're listening to the Ecumenical Health Council Radio Talk Show Report. And our Ministers of Health is our Commissioner Coach Ray Smith and Willie W. Duvall. And then it's presented to you by sightandvisionradio.com. Coach, do you have any closing comments?
Yes, I just want to thank Dr. Charles for coming on and sharing this incredible information with our audience. Sight and Vision Radio has done such a wonderful job for us as well. The Ecumenical Health Council is housed in Word of God Church at 4109 Edmundston Road in the historic town of Bladensburg. My direct number, and I know, Razor, you've been giving this out, but my direct number, office number, is area code 240-510-5883. Again, that's 240-510-5883. And our website is ecumenicalhealthcouncil.org. You can go on our line and basically get all the information about our program and see some of the wonderful things we've been able to do in the community we've been able to affect because of it.
Thank you, Coach. We so appreciate it. And tell Pastor Duvall that we say hello and good health to him. So that wraps it up for the Ecumenical Health Monthly Radio Talk Show Report. And I am Pastor Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your host, and happy health to you.
get another B plus. That's one of the best clothes.
Hey,